All right, I guess that's good enough. Okay, so we are holding Tana Rabbanan.
Oh, are we going to try and have a repeating meeting or just do a new one?
Oh, so I tried. It was a good idea, but in order to do it, I had to set up an Outlook account and I had to set up a Google Calendar. That's what it. So I was just like, forget it. I don't know. You know, I mean, if I would know that this is going to last till after, post Pesach as well, then maybe I would just, you know, figure it out. It probably only takes 5 minutes, but still. All right. Okay. So maybe I'll try again one of these days. But all right. Tana Rabbanan. Kol Elu holding top line on Chav Aleph Amud Aleph. Good morning, Reuven. Okay, here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Kol Elu, all of these things that we said, Sha'omru, Ein Madlikim Bahen B'Shabbos, Kol Elu, all these things that we said, that you're not allowed to light with them on Shabbos, is Aval Oisin Bahen Medura. You are able to use them out of a big, you are able to make a big fire out of them. If you want to make a fireplace, like we said, there also you have to make sure that it's lit before Shabbos, but you are able to use these materials in your fireplace. Bainly hischamim connect, whether you're using it for heat, ubainly hishtamish la'oiro, whether you're using it for light, bain al gabe karka, bain al gabe kira, whether you're doing it in a fireplace or in an oven. V'loyasu elalasus man psila l'ner b'lvad. It's only also to make a wick out of them. And the reason is because it's not a good wick. It will bounce and it will dance too much. Like if you look at our Shabbos candles, good morning, Doc. If you look at our Shabbos candles, so they have a nice and smooth light. There's no jumping, there's no dancing, and therefore there's no reason for you to touch it. However, these other ones, they don't suck up the oil so well, and it jumps and it dances and it crackles, and you never know, you may have to flip it and touch it, and therefore we say you can't touch it. Says the Gemara, "V'lebi shemen kik." You can't use shemen kik. My shemen kik. What is that? Amar Shmuel she'eltin lechol nechusliyam. I asked all the seafarers, meaning those people who go out into the world and know things. Va'omruli, and they told me, "Oif echad yesh b'karche hayam v'kik shemay." There is some sort of bird that is in the in the islands of the sea, somewhere in like probably the Greek islands, and its name is kik. And the shuman, the fats that come off this bird, are called shemen kik. So Rabbi Yitzchak Brei, Rabbi Yehuda Omar, it's Mishcha Dekazo. It is a different thing. It's actually the oil that comes out of cotton seed. This is actually what people can be using over Pesach. Actually, cotton seed oil is a big machlekas, whether or not it's kitnias or not. There are different menhagim both ways. Sometimes you will see, if you buy it, I'm just speaking this out because it's about to be Pesach, but if you buy cottonseed oil, a lot of times the hechsher, either OU or C, one of them holds that it is kitnias. So you'll see on the hechsher, the kitnias bilvad. It's only for those who eat kitnias. However, the minhag in many parts of America is to not treat it as kitnias. Although, if you speak to a health freak, then they will tell you not to eat it, I think. I don't think it's healthy. I asked, speaking of, Rabbi, I didn't ask, but I was on the phone when somebody asked Rabbi Langer. You know, he's like, it's not kidneys, but it's not healthy. So there is, but Lamaisa, so Minhag America is to say that it's not kidneys. So that's what this is, Shemen Kik. Reish Lakish Amar Kikoyan de Yoina. It is a type of plant that grew by Yoina himself. As a famous, the end of the Sefer Yoina is a big tree grew right next to Yoina. So that type of tree, whatever type it was, its sap or whatever it is. So then would make this type of oil. Amar Rabba Barbar Chana, Lididichazi Likikoyan Diyana, I saw a Kikoyan Diyana, I saw that type of tree, Ulitzoliva, Ulitzloiliva Dummy, and it is compared to a tree that is known by us as the Litzloiliva tree. Says the Gemara, Umede Paske Rave, and it grows on the Paske, Rashi says that means the edge of the water, Valpum Chanusa Midlon Yasye, and they hang its leaves on people hang its leaves because it gives a good fragrance or it's a good omen at the entrance to stores. From its seeds, you can make this oil. And in its branches, all the sick people of the West go and lie down there. So, I'm not sure if it's because of a practical thing, because the previous one, Rashi says, has a good smell, or if it is because it's a good omen type of thing, and it's just like a good luck charm. Amarava, psilas sha'amru, chachamim, the reason why you can't have these wicks, ein matlikin ben, b'shabbos is b'pnei ha'or sh'meskas keses ben, like we said, the flame dances in them. It's not a constant smooth flame. And therefore, it can get annoying. First of all, it's not a clear light. It's constantly dancing. And second of all, you might come to touch it. And the reason why you can't use these oils is, like we said, because these oils don't get drawn up and sucked up after well, unlike our candles. There's never a problem. It's not like a low flame. It's a beautiful, big flame, the ones, the candles that we have. And that's the candles that one should strive for. These oils do not produce such flames. Can you use them with a mixture of regular oil, of olive oil? Perhaps putting a little bit of olive oil in there will help the entire mixture get drawn up into the flame. Is it usher to use at all? Could it even be used as a supplement? Migazrinan. Now, apparently, if you do use it as a supplement, it will get drawn up well. So what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, perhaps, migazrinan dilma asi ledluke be'enayu. Do we say that, really, technically, practically, it would work? But we don't want you to use any of these stuff, like the shemen kick, because we're scared that you'll run out of olive oil, and you'll fill up your candles with only shemen kick. Do we have a gzera? Maybe you'll come to light it by itself. Oilai and Amarle ein madlikin. You can't do it. This is one of my favorite gemaras. Amarle ein madlikin. You can't do it. My time, why not? Lefisha ein madlikin. Because you can't do it. So this is where the source of people telling their kids, like, can I have ice cream? No. Why not? Because I said no. That's it. So there is actually two ways to learn this gemara. There's some people who learn it like I just said. Rashi actually doesn't learn it like that. Rashi says, the fish ain't medikin because of the, it really is, like I'm saying, that's basically the idea. Don't do it because of the gzera, because you can't do it. That's it. Some speak it out. Don't do it because you can't do it. That's it. I forget which Rishon speaks it out like that. Like, you don't do it because you don't do it. Like, says the Gemara, Esvei, they asked the question, Korach Dover, if you wrap something, one of these wicks, She Madlikim Boy, Al Gabay Dover, She In Madlikim Boy. What happens if you twine together two of these wicks together? One that you're allowed to light with and one that you cannot light with. What's the halacha? Rabbi Shimri Gamliel Omer, Shel Beis Abba, in my father's house, we used to do it. So I skipped a word. Ein madlikim bay. The Tanakhama says you're not allowed to do it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Emor Shel Beis Abba. My father's house. So you kerchin psila agabe egos umadlikin. They used to tie a wick around a nut, which you cannot use, and they used to light that wick. So katani miyas from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We see this from the sefer. We see that madlikin. You are allowed to do it. The Gemara says, "Amar le Adamoisivis li midr Rabbi Shimon Gamliel siyani midr Tanakama." You bring me a raya from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Bring me a proof from the Tanakama. So the Gemara says, "Holoi kasha," because Ma'aser Rav. No, it's better to ask a kasha from the Tanakama from a story. It's not the Tanakama versus Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Lamaisa, a story wins because that shows that even though there's an opinion not like that, but that's the practical halacha. So Akoparim we call Makom kasha. So Akapana, we have a kasha. We see that in the realm of psilois, at least, you are able to intertwine two things together. So maybe in the realm of shmanim also, you should be able to mix the two things together. My lav lahadlik was did he not tie the two things together to help make a good wick to help light the things? And the Gemara says loy lahakpois. The reason why he put the wick there was lahakpois was in order. Well, the reason why he put the stone the eggers there was just to help it float. The Gemara says, Ilakwis, if that it wasn't to help burn at all. Says the Gemara, so then what is the problem with the Tana Kama? Why did the Tana Kama like it? Ila Hakba is my time at the Tana Kama. And the Gemara says, Kula Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, there is no Tana Kama. The entire Braisa reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and you're missing some words. The Chasuri Mechsura, and they're missing some words in the Mishnah, in this Braisa. This is the correct way to read the Braisa. If you twine two things together that you're not allowed to light, one good and one bad, that's taka aser. Karach davar shemadlikim boy, kabel davar shein madlikim boy, ein madlikim boy. That you're not allowed to use. However, and now here's the caveat. B'meh davar memorim, when was that stated? That's only lahadlik. That's only if you want to light it out. Ava lahakfes, but to let it float, it's mutter. Sherab ben shimon ben gamliel, emer shel beis abo, hei karchim psila, gabi egeis. So ein echanami, it's taka aser. Says the Gemara, Aini, is this really true? V'hamarav Baroina Amarav. Rav Baroina Amarav said that Chelev Mohutach, if you have dissolved Chelev, V'kirvei Dagim, and fish innards, Sheni Muchai, which have been melted, Adam Noisin L'toichei Shemen Kol Shehu Umadlik. A person is able to put in oil, a little bit, and mix it together, and use that as a fuel. So we see, you are able to go ahead and mix a prohibited fuel with a permitted fuel and then light it up. Answers the Gemara that no. Those two things that you mentioned, fish innards and the chelev mohutach, the dissolved chelev, those things really work by themselves. The only reason why you're not supposed to use it is a gezeira of these things because they look like other things that are actually prohibited. And therefore, the whole reason why anyways you can't use it is a gezeira. So the gezeira, we're not going to go too far. The ones that actually work by themselves, and it's just us, it's gezeira, those we're going to allow you to mix oil with. These two things that you mentioned actually get drawn up quite well by themselves. Vahani, but the other ones that are usher, like the shaman kick and things like that, lo mim shechu ba'enayhu. They don't get drawn up by themselves. So why by chelev is it usher? They gozu rabbanan al chelev mehutach, mishum chelev she'enam mehutach. And the reason why we usher dissolved chelev is because of, it was a concern that you might come to use things that are not dissolved. Al kirvei dagim she'enim muchay, mishum kirvei dagim she'enim muchay. And on fish innards that have been melted down, is a gezeira of fish innards that have not been melted down. But technically, it would have been fine by itself. So since technically it would have been fine by itself, it's just a far-out gezeira, we're not going to go ahead and make another gezeira out of this first gezeira. And maybe we should make another gezeira and say that, okay, there's a gezeira that you can't even use those fish innards or melted fats, even that have oil in them. That the Gemara says, "Hagufa gezeira." The whole thing's a gezeira. I'm not nikum and nigzor gezeira l'gezeira. We're going to go ahead and make another gezeira out of that gezeira, out of that gezeira. I'm saying the whole thing is getting too far out, and therefore we're not going to make such a gezeira. All right, continuing on. We good? Okay, here we go. Tani Rabbana, Tani Rami Bar Chama. Psilos u'shmanim sh'amru chachamim. These wicks and oils that the chachamim use, ein madlikin behem v'shabbos. You're not allowed to use them on Shabbos. Like, that's what we're talking about. I'm sorry. The psilos u'shmanim sh'amru chachamim, ein madlikin behem v'shabbos. Those psilos u'shmanim that they said that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, ein madlikin behem v'mikdash. You're not allowed to use them in the base of mikdash either. Mishum sh'nemar, because it states, l'ha'alois ner tamid. It says to bring up a ner tamid, which indicates that you have to go ahead.
Is this talking about the
menorah? Yes. Yes. Excellent. It is talking about the menorah. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash.
So then I could only use olive
oil. I'm not sure that's ma'akev. That's what they used, but I'm not sure that was ma'akev. Let me think about that for once again. Is that tagum? Is that the only thing that's usher? One second. Actually, I think you are mechaven to Rabbi Akiva Eger. There you go. Look at Rabbi Akiva Eger on the side. Kashali lemay nakat shmanim. Haba mikdash ein madlikin rak b'shemen zayizach. B'shemen zayizach. Excellent. You're mechaven to Rabbi Akiva Eger. Wow. Tell your father to make a kiddush. So, excellent. Rabbi Kivega asks the question. Okay. So, says the, yeah, so I don't have an answer.
Wait, what is it, Rabbi Kivega, on the Gemara?
Like, what do you mean?
What does it say?
You see, you could, oh, do you have a Gemara in front of you?
Yeah.
Look at, you see the Gilyan Hashas. You see those little, like, little, that little circle with the line running through it?
Oh yeah, I got
those wishes. From now on, whenever you see a little circle with the line running through it, that indicates, you see right before the words, Ein madlikin bahen b'shab, b'mikdash?
Yeah.
You see a little circle there?
Actually, I haven't seen
them. No, right before, in the Gemara, right before the words, Ein madlikin bahen b'mikdash.
Yeah.
You see a little circle?
Yeah.
That indicates, from now on, that indicates that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is asking a question. So, they got his Gemara where he annotated these questions. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a different sefer also, Chidush Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And then he has another one, Drush Rabbi Akiva Eiger also. And he has Kushi Satsumas. He has a whole bunch of svarim. But they got his Gemara there, he annotated. And they put in his annotations in the regular edition of the Shas. Nowadays, many of the times, he'll ask this question again in one of his Sfarim, because this is just his Gemara. But they took all of the questions from his Gemara, and they put it here. So, excellent. Very good.
Let's have to give two answers.
Yeah.
Either that we're not going as Shmanim, just Psilim.
Fine. And I mean, who do they say that from?
Menorahs in the base of Mikdash.
That what?
Again, there were other menorahs in the base of Mikdash, I assume used for light. That's what this is talking about.
I don't really like that.
That's in the name of the Mitzvah Eisan.
Mitzvah Eisan, I hear. I tell you why I don't like that so much, because then why Dafka, like, what does the base of Mikdash have to do anything? It's like, I guess he's saying even in the base of Mikdash, you can't do it. Even though we allowed Madura's base of Mikate, nevertheless, the other lamps that were there in the base of Mikdash, and also, I guess, in the second base of Mikdash, the other lamps that they needed, they didn't use. All right. Okay, excellent. Shenemar, as it says, Laha Alois Ner Tomet. So, who says to take out the Gersa?
Rabbeinu Chananel.
So let's look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Right, Rabbeinu Chananel is also on the side. He's on your other side. Yeah, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, you'll see. I don't know. Rabbeinu Chananel has a different. No matter, depending on which madura you have, but it's towards the bottom of the Rabbeinu Chananel on my page. He says, "Turn around, Rabbeinu." Psilois Sha'amru. He says, those wicks. He doesn't ask it as a question. He just has a different gerasa. He doesn't say Psilos Ushmanim. So that will answer your question as well. Okay. So who tani le? He taught this brisa. So and he explains it. Who amala? And he says he explains it that kidei. What does the word laha alois mean? Kidei shetehei shal heves, so that the flame oila me'eleha will rise by itself. Velo shetehei oila aladei davar acher, and not that you don't have to constantly need tweaking to tweak it. Therefore, this is very schwer. How can the mitzvah and say that? The halos near tamid is going on the mizbeach. It's going on the menorah. It's not going on the other.
So he says, the afshim akor ha'isur lahadlik b'shmanim upsilos ha'poysel b'shalos who may pass over the halos and then from the menorah.
Yeah.
Made the b'sham gam b'shar near oshev mikdash.
All right. Okay. All right. So Tanan. So Akapana, we're learning it from that it says that it has to be able to rise up by itself. Tanan says the Gemara, from the clothing of the Kohanim, specifically the pants, it sounds like, of the Kohanim that got worn out, and from the belts that got worn out, they used to like tear it into pieces, and from them they would go ahead and use them as wicks. Now, these belts are made out of flax, pishtun, cotton, and different types of wool, and mainly wool. It was a mixture. It was shatnez. It was one of the heterim of shatnez. So very interesting, says the Gemara. We see that you are able to use wool as a wick. Now, earlier we said that wool was one of the things you're not allowed to use. So yet we see that they did light these things. Says the Gemara, no. They didn't light it for a wick. They use it simchas beis she'eva shiny. There it was used specifically by the simchas beis she'eva. Now, this is another shot at the mitzvah isan, because it means over here any other type of lighting that doesn't have lahalos ner tamid. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. Whereas he's going to say that it means specifically simchas beis she'eva, maybe where you needed a lot of fire and whatever. He's going to have to learn the Gemara differently. I mean, look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's going to be very schwer for him. I don't like the teretz. What can I say? All right. Tashma, the Gemara continues. The Gemara tries to bring a proof. The Tani Rabba Bar Matana, Big De Kuna Shabalu, the Big De Kuna.
Tosis.
What?
I think Tosis might say he had the Photoshop.
No, but it's not going to help the question that we have. No, the Gemara, Tesis, what do you mean Tesis might say different Shad? With regards to what?
With regards to Simcha Beis Hashanah.
Well, Tesis, no, Tesis is asking a different question. Tesis asks a question that, how is it mutter to use the Begadim? It's not a Tzarech Karban. That's Tesis is dealing with a different question entirely. How are you allowed to use these clothes? These clothes are hektish stuff. And Bishlama, if you're using it for the menorah, so it's all part of the same avodah. But if you're using it for the simchas beis she'eva to make more light, that's not a tzarech carbon. That's what Tosis deals with. He gives the teretz, but that's his question. He's not going to help out over here.
When I Rabbi?
Yeah.
When I was learning Pesach Sukkah, Rabbi said that when I asked him that question, he said, it's in the Gemara.
The question is in the Gemara?
Yeah.
He probably meant in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger is in the Gemara. Okay. We see over here, Rabbi Kiva Eger is the one that asks the question. Excellent. I think you should have special donuts for Shabbos because of that. You're mechavan to Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's very good. Tashima says the Gemara. The Tani Rabba Bar Masna, Big Day Kuhuna, Shabalu Mafkina, so the Big Day Kuhuna that get worn out, you have to tear them apart. Umehen Hayu Oisin Psilois Le Mikdash, and they used to make wicks for the Mikdash. So my love to Kalayim, is this not talking about even the belt that had Kalayim? And the Gemara says, Loi, maybe he was talking about specifically the boots, the ones that are made out of Pishtun, and the other clothes of the Beged Kuhuna, not specifically the Avnate. And the previous price specified Avnate, so we had to say Simchas Beis She'eva. Now that this price didn't specify Avnate, but it also is not Simchas Beis She'eva, it's not the bigger fire. And Memela, the Gemara is Madchid, and it says it's talking about the boots. Not the boots, but the boots, which is the other Pishtun ones. Amar Rav Huna, Psilas Ishmanim Shabbat Chachamim Ein Madligim Hem Shabbos Ein Madligim Bechanukah Ein Shabbos Ein Becholim. Because of this line, we're about to start all the Gemaras of Chanukah in the. This is the famous Gemaras of Chanukah. Starting, it's not starting yet, but it's about to. These psilas and shmanim that they say that you're not allowed to light on Shabbos, you can't light them on Chanukah, whether it's Shabbos ubein b'chol. Amar Rava, my taima, the Rav Huna. What is the reasoning of Rav Huna? Kasavar, because he held kavsa zakukla. This is one of the sugyas that if you learn Maseches Shabbos, if you learn on Chanukah, this is one of the big Ian sugyas. Kavsa zakukla, that he holds that if your flame goes out, you are required to relight it. We do not paskin like this. You are required to relight it. And therefore, you must go ahead and use proper oil and wicks. So therefore, because we're concerned that if you don't use proper oil and wicks, perhaps it will go out and you will come to light it on, and you will not come to relight it, even though you must. So therefore, you must light it with proper oil. And another thing he holds, he also holds, umutr lihishtamish la'ira. He holds that it is permitted to use the flame. What about on Shabbos? Shabbos, your hands are tied. You're not going to be able to relight it anyways. But umutr lihishtamish la'ira. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's usr. Because since anyways you're allowed to use the flame, since anyways you're allowed to tip the flame, I'm sorry, yeah, on during the week, so therefore, we don't let you use it on Shabbos because you might come to tip it on Shabbos. Now, this is a major, major sugya. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda says, Madlikin behen b'chol, avaloi b'Shabbos. He says you could use it during the week, but not on Shabbos. Why? Because he holds, kosavar, kavsa ein zakakla, you're not required to relight it. Therefore, during the week, it's mutter to use. Because what's the worst that's going to happen? It's going to go out. So what? You lit it. You're yoytzi yochiv of Chanukah. Umutli shtamish la'ira. But he holds that it is permitted to use, it's permitted to benefit from the flames. And therefore, since during the week you may be benefiting from it, Shabbos also might benefit from it. And since it jumps around so much, you may come to be misakin it on Shabbos, by absent-mindedly. A third opinion, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav, Psilus, Shmanim, Shamim, Chachamim, Ein Madlik, Ibrahim, Shabbos, Madlik, Ibrahim, Chanukah, Bein, Bechol, Bein, Shabbos. A third opinion says, you're allowed to light it both on Chol and Shabbos. Why? Amar Biyirmiya, my time at the Rav, what's the reasoning for Rav? Kosavar, Kavsa, Ein, Zakakla, he says that you don't have to relight it. Va'azul, Hishtamish, La'irin, and it's prohibited to use its flame. And that's how we hold. Therefore, since you don't have to relight it, if it goes out, worst comes to worst, use a flame that might go out, that might not go out. Because even if you forget to relight it, it's not, you don't have to. And second of all, you can't use its or anyway. So on Shabbos, you're not going to be using the or. Amru Rabbanan Kimeda Abayim Ishmeid Rav Yirmiya. They said it over the name of Rav Yirmiya, V'loy Kibla, and he wasn't mekabel it. He didn't accept it. He said, nah, it's not true. Like I, Ki Asa Ravin Amru Rabbanan Kimeda Abayim Ishmeid Rav Yerichanan, when other Rabbanan, Ki Asa Ravin, when Ravin came by, he said over the same teretz in the name of Rav Yerichanan. The Kibla, and Abayah was Mekabalat. He says, really? Rabbi Yechanan said it also? All right, I'll take it. Amar, Izakoi, if only I was Zoyich, like Gamirte, Lishmai, to Mekara, I would have learned to Mekara, I would have accepted it even earlier. The Gemara says, V'hagamar, in the end of the day, he accepted it. My Nafka, so who cares? The Gemara says, Nafkamina Lagirsa the Yankasa. He would have, he wished he learned it, and it was the first time, because then he would have put it in his head, and then Girs the Yankasa, he would have remembered it much better, would have become much more part of him. Because if you learn Torah when you're young, it becomes much more part of you than if you learn Torah when you're old. Says the Gemara, V'kavsa ein zakakla. If it goes out, you don't have to relight it. V'reminu, mitzvasa mishatishka hachama. The mitzvah of Chanukah is mishatishka hachama. From when the sun sets, ad shetichla regel men hashuk, until people leave the shuk, until there's no more shetichla, it's finished. Regel, people from the shuk, until the marketplaces go home. By the way, this is my love to ikavsa hader madlikla. Is this not that if it goes out before people get home, you have to relight it? The Gemara says, loy. It's telling you to iloy, because the Gemara understands you have to light it by shkia. So what shear is there? You have to light it by shkia, and that's when you're lighting it. So what does it mean until there's nobody left in the streets? It must be that even if you lit it by shkia, you have to relight it until there's nobody left in the streets. My love, the Eloi Adlik Madlik? I'm sorry, my love, the Ikov Sahadar Madlik, that if it went out, you have to relight it. The Gemara says, Loi, the Eloi Adlik Madlik. It's telling you that if you didn't light it, you have to relight it at that point. The Inami Lishura. Alternatively, it's telling you how the amount of oil that you have to put in. There is a shita of many people, including the Brisker Rav, that says that nowadays, you see, all the Mefarshim, the Rishonim say, is about half an hour. That's where we come up with this half an hour. You have to make the candles burn for half an hour. That's the Ikra Halacha. Rabbi, many people hold that was back then, because it was the first half an hour after Shkia, that's when people walked home from their stores. And but after that, people stayed home at home by night. People didn't walk around the streets by night. There was no street lights and things like that. Nowadays, that people walk out even after night, there are many people who hold that the shiur is until late at night, until people are no longer there. In fact, if a person forgets or doesn't, comes home from work at 8 o'clock and shkia was at 4 o'clock, many paiskim say, and that's how we paskin, that you're allowed to light it with a bracha, because you can rely on these paiskim that achitech le'regel min ashok is until people actually, it's not the first half an hour, it's until people actually leave the streets. So you could light up until 11 o'clock, probably even, depending on the street, maybe even later. There's another, is a twist to this, and that is that the shiur, if you say, inami le shiurai, that means half an hour. Now, not many people, I don't know actually people who say this, but if you're relying on it for the first teretz, then you should say it for the second teretz also. Inami le shiurai, you should have to put enough oil in there that it should last till 11 o'clock. That's why you have some people who have these huge oil candles, and they make it very, you know.
My mother works until 11 o'clock sometimes.
Yeah, well, then in that case, your father should light by himself, because by 11 o'clock is already pushing it. What does your father do? You don't remember. All right, so it said, the chadchila, in that case, you should light, even though generally we say you should wait for the wife there because shalom bias and things like that. But nevertheless, she's yoytze entirely 100% if her husband lights. She doesn't have to be there at all. And therefore, it's not kedai to be soymech to light at 11 o'clock, where even like these opinions, you're already running out of people on the street at 11 o'clock. So
she might have took off that day, so.
Well, you got to do 8 days.
So,
I
have to take off.
Right. Okay. Ad shetichle ashuk, v'ad kama, amar rabba bar mechana, amar bechanan, ad the kalya, how long is that? Ad the kalya rigla de tarmudoi. Until the people's, until the people's, who work, these tarmudians, until they get home. Okay, the reason Rashi explains that they were woodchoppers and wood gatherers, and therefore they were the last people to leave the shuk, and so therefore they were the last people to leave the shuk, and so when they are finally gone, then that's this year. Okay, ten rabbanim mitzvahs Chanukah ner ishu beisai. Chanukah, it's one ner per household. But Hamahadrin, those who like to do mitzvahs better, ner lekol echav echad, they do one ner for every single person in the house. Hamahadrin min Hamahadrin, if you want to do super good, beishami aimrim yaim rishon madlik shemayna, the first day you light 8. Mikan ve'elech peiches ve'elech, the next day you light 7 and 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ubeis hilul aimrim, we do the way we do it. Yaim rishon madlik achas, the first night you light 1. Mikan ve'elech meisav ve'elech, you add 1 every single day. And of course, there's a big machlekas over here, exactly. Is Beis Hillel continuing the Mahadran? Or is he, or is he going back to the first case? In other words, is it one candle for everybody? You have a choice. You could either do everybody in the house one candle, or it's the father, the household, doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's the way there's a machlekas rishonim, and that's the way Sfardim go. or like we do, it's continuing the Mahadran. Everybody lights one, or everybody lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, through 8. Amar Ula.
It could be more if everybody in the family light,
yeah,
lights one every single day.
It's true, 100%. But the issue is not to light the many candles. The issue is spreading the nace. So how well do you spread the nace? So Mahadran spread the nace like this. Mahadran and Mahadran spread it like that, according to Tosfos and the Sfaradim. Tosfos often are right on the side. It says, Nir Lurid, the Beisham Beiso, Loi Kaimi Ella, Aner Ishu Beise. Shekin Yosh Yosher Hidda, the Ika Hekere, Kashim Moise Vahilech. You get more Persume Nisa if you light it like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, adding on. So, but it's not each person in the family does it. Okay? Of course, famous hundreds of Vertlach, why over here did the entire Klal Yisrael decide to do Mahadran and Mahadran? And they say, Adrav, that's the whole mitzvah of Chanukah. Because it is telling you, the whole mitzvah of Chanukah, Gufa, was that we went above and beyond the mitzvahs. We could have done just regular tamei oil. We could have used tamei oil. But no, we wanted to do the best way possible. And why do we want to do the best way possible? Because, the Bach explains, and everybody uses this part, because the whole reason why there was a gezeira against Klal Yisrael was because we started to you know, not to take the mitzvah so seriously. We weren't, it wasn't so important. So Hashem said, fine, let me take it away from you. And then we fought to get it back. So the fight to get it back, you know, awarded us the mitzvahs back. And therefore, that is, therefore, the whole Chanukah is about doing things better, and yes, we're going to do it better. So that's why, specifically with regards to Chanukah, the entire Klal Yisrael went and does, everybody does Mahadran and Mahadran. Whoever lights Chanukah candles. I don't know, maybe during the concentration camps, maybe they were Yaitz B'Di'evet. But it's not even B'Di'evet, it's L'Chadchila. But nobody does it just L'Chadchila. This is the only mitzvah that you have that is like this, three tiers, and so that's why everybody does it Mahadran and Mahadran. Very no gay nowadays is the Bach says that Hashem takes away mitzvahs when he sees that we're not taking it so seriously. So you have to go, and at that point you have to go and try much harder and fight harder in order to get it. So of course, an easy tzustel is what we're going through right now, where never happened before that, you know, we stopped shuls and yeshivas. I'm saying, no, I don't know if there was another time in history that we had this. So obviously it's min hashamayim, and so we have to take the lessons. We have to go ahead and try harder, and do mesiras nefesh in order to fight to get back these mitzvahs. I'm not saying to fight the rabbanim. I'm saying to improve our, you know, mitzvah observance all around, and then we'll stage protests. You know, we're going to make a minyan no matter what. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula pligi batrei amayroi b'marava. Two amayroim in Eretz Yisrael, who were Rabbi Yezi bar Oven and Rabbi Yezi bar Zvida, they argued for the reasonings behind Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Chad Amar, time of the Beis Shammai is keneged yomim anechnasim. The reasoning for Beis Shammai is because the days that were they're gonna come. So when you start Chanukah, there's 8 days left, 7 days left, 6 days left. And according to Beis Hillel, it's the days that already passed. The time of the Beis Hillel is keneged yomim hayoytzim, the days that already left. So first day, second day, third day. The Chanukah or time of the Beis Shammai is keneged pri hachag. The reasoning for Beis Shammai is corresponding to the parei hachag, with the sheep, the cows that are brought on Sukkot, because the first day you bring 14, then 13, then 12, then 11, then 10. And of course, everybody on Chanukah discusses what does Sukkot have to do with Chanukah, and what a Purim have to do with Chanukah, and this is a platform for a good speech. The time of the Beis Hillel is the Ma'alan B'Kodesh Ve'in Maridin. And the reasoning for Beis Hillel is because every day we like to grow. So the first day you do one, second day two, the third day three. It's Pari HaChag, by the way. I read that wrong first. Amar Rabba, by Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Zekenim Hayu B'Tzidon. There were two elders, two Zekenim, that were in Tzidon, which is a city. Echad Asik Beis Shammai, Echad Asik Diver Beis Hillel, and one did like Beis Shammai, one did like Beis Hillel. Zenois in time with Varav Kineget Pari HaChag. This one explained his actions based on the Pari HaChag, that it's corresponding to the cows that are brought on Sukkot as a carbon. Zenois in time with Varav, the Ma'alin B'Kodesh Ve'in Maridin. And this one explained the here, I should say bulls. V'zenos in time with Varav, the Ma'alan B'kodesh V'lo Meridin. And this one explained himself like Beis Hillel, because we like to improve all the time. We go up and we don't go down. So if the first day you lit 8, you should not light 7 the second day. Tanar Bana Ner Chanukah Mitzvah L'Anich Al Pesach Beisoy. Ner Chanukah, it's a mitzvah to put on the entrance to your house, mibachutz, outside of it, imayador ba'aliyah. But if you live in a second story, manicha b'chaloin, you put it in a window, hasmucha l'rishas rabim, next to rishas rabim, b'shas ha-sakana, and during a time of sakana that you weren't allowed to light candles for religious reasons, manicha, or maybe for blackout reasons, manicha al shulchanai v'daya, just keep it on your table inside the house, v'daya, and that's enough. And of course, nowadays the minhag changed, at least in America. It is switchy. It switched back, really, in Eretz Yisrael by now. But it used to be, even in Eretz Yisrael, it was about 50-50. Now it's almost 100. Everybody lights outside. But people light indoors entirely. Amar Rava, Tzorach Ner Acheres Lihishtamish La'ira. You need a shamish candle. Since we paskin that you're not allowed to use those 8 candles, so we need a shamish to have there that you should have light in the house besides for the 8 prohibited candles. The iikah madura, but if you have anyways a fireplace running, then light tzarich, you don't need it. The adam chashavu, but if he's an adam chashav that's not used to using a fireplace, then avagav the iikah madura tzarich ner acheres, because he's used to using his own private candles, so he can't have just candles there, their Chanukah candles, because he might come to use them. My Chanukah. What is Chanukah all about? The Tanur Rabbanan, B'chafei B'Kislev, on the 25th of Kislev, Yoyim Edel Chanukah, it's a Tamnoye Einon. There are 8 days of Chanukah, D'loyle Mispad Bohen, that we don't say Hespedim on them, but D'loyle His'anes Bohen, and that you don't fast on them. She Kishen Nichnasu Yevanim Lehechol, because when the Yevanim go into the Hechol, Timayu Kol HaShemanim Shebehechol, they were Matama, all of the Shemanim, all of the oils in the Hechol, Ukishigavar Machos Beis Chashmonoye, when the Chashmonoim got strong over them, Venitzchom, and they won them, Badku, they checked, Veloimatsu Elapach Echad Shel Shemen, they only found one Pach of Shemen. They only found one jar of oil. Shahyamunach Bechaisamay Shel Kohen Gadol, that was there, with the chosim of the Kohen Gadol. V'lo hayabay ala lahadlik yoyim echad. And there was only enough in there to light for one day. Nasa bay nes, a nes happened, v'hadliku mimenu shmoyne yamim. And it lasted for 8 days. And of course, there are probably, this is the Gemara by Chanukah, there's probably 7 million hours of explanations on this Gemara. Just because, making different yukim and things like that, but just because people need Chanukah speeches. And they lit 8 days. L'shona acheres, the next year, kavoim, they were kaveit v'asuim yamim tovim b'hal v'ayda, and they made a yontif the next year for hal v'ayda. The first year, actually, they didn't celebrate Chanukah. It was the next year that they celebrated Chanukah. And famously over here, the Kedushas Levi says, and everybody uses this part, that why the next year? What was the next year? Like, it's such a funny expression. They were kaveit. It happened to happen the next year. He says that the holidays by Eretz Yisrael, by Jews are not stam as a memory of that time. It's not stam a memory, but rather every year the hashpos come down of that miracle. So the hashpos of Nisan are b'Nisan asidin ligoel. The hashpos of Purim are, every yontif has it's in the bria, it's in the teva, it's in nature that these things could happen during that month. So they thought that Chanukah was just a miracle, but it's not to be celebrated every year. But then the next year they were just chafei kislev. Suddenly they felt this thing coming down. They're like, whoa, this is obviously a yearly thing. It's part of the calendar. And therefore, the Shana Acheres, the next year, they set it up. Tanan Hasam, gates. Hayoytze mitachas apatish. If you have a spark, that you have a blacksmith is banging his anvil on his hammer, and a spark flies out the yotza, and it goes the yehizik, and it damages somebody. He's chayev. Gomel shetoon pishtan. If you have a camel that is carrying flax on his back, who over berushus rabbi is carrying berushus rabbi, v'nichnas pishtani l'teichachanus, and it was loaded in a way that it was jutting out to one side, and his flax went into the store of somebody's store, and there was a candle, an open flame in that store legally. It was his own private store, and you brought your camel in there, and the camel's flax got lit up with the flame. V'dolka b'ner shel chanvani v'hidlik esabira, and it lit the whole store on fire. The baal agamel is chayev. The owner of the camel is chayev. He's responsible. If the chenvani left his ner on the outside illegally in Rosh Hashanah, an open flame, and that lit up the camels and probably the camel's back and who than the camel himself, chenvani chayev, the chenvani is going to be chayev. Rabbi Huda Amar, but by ner chanukah, since it's legal, you're pater. We can see from here that it's a mitzvah to put it within 10 of the ground. Because if you hold that it's just as good to light it above 10, you should have told him, why don't you put it, a very nice you have to put in Rosh Hashanah, but put it above where it's dangerous to people. So the Gemara says that no, we don't tell them that. If you make it too hard for them, then people will stop doing the mitzvah. So therefore, Chazal specifically said it's legal to go ahead and make it, and it's legal to go ahead and put it in a low, dangerous area. And for those 8 days, the passerby has to be careful.
Difficulty. On one hand, everyone's doing Mahadrim and Mahadrim, and then he would say, oh, make it too difficult, they're not going to do it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I hear that. That's fine. Right. I guess we were concerned. Right. If anything, we should have made it like, you know, setting him up for. Right. Okay. Let's just get on to the next page. The reason why this is mentioned over here is obviously because it says Ner Chanukah. There's a Mishnah in Bava Kama. Now, this is one of the very few Mishnayos that talk about Chanukah. And it's not really talking about Chanukah. It's mentioning it like Agav Orcha if it was in Ner Chanukah. And the reason is, they say, the Chassam Sofer says, because Rebbe, who was upset at the Chashmonaim for becoming kings, he was upset with them. And therefore, he didn't mention Chanukah in the Mishnayos. He mentioned Agav, the halacha. If a person's walking by and Ner Chanukah burns him, it's like, okay. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, where does it say Chanukah in the Mishnah? And he listed 6 places. Now, after he listed all, I'm like, so I remember this. I saw the question, and I remember this one in the Mishnayos. I remember this one over here, and I remembered one more. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky listed 4 others. Now, once I tell them to you, like, oh yeah, those are the Mishnayos also. But like, I knew the Mishnayos also even after you said it. It's not like they were Mishnayos, one in Zroim, and like, but to have it on top of your head, like, here, like, oh, that's cool. But good to know. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Nosson Bar Menyumi Mishmei to Revi Tanchum, Ner Shel Chanukah, Shehenicha Lamalami Esrim Amma, is Psula, is Kasuka, is Gemavai. If you have a Ner Chanukah that is too high, 20 Amas. So that's about the fourth story building. Any of these 3-story buildings are fine. They're still under 20 Amas. But a 4th story is already above 20 Amas. And at that point, you should not put it in your window unless you have an apartment building across from you. If higher than 20 amas is possible, just like a sukkah that has its schach 20 amas high, or a mavi that has its kaira 20 amas high. Alright, let's stop over here. Have a great Shabbos Kodesh, and we will be in touch. Okay, Reuven, you wanted to ask something yesterday?
Yeah, thank you so much. What happens, I got up to just before Shemona Esrei and Chakras.
Yeah.
And then I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, so you should go. You say you were mamish, but you said Gal Yisrael already?
No. Tilos and Kelo Yom.
Okay.
Over there.
Yeah, so go to the bathroom. Don't say Asher Yatsa until afterwards.
What about Birkas Tefillin?
Tefillin, you... I think at that point you do not say Tefillin. In the middle of Kriyat Shema, you do not say it, but I have to check it out. I'll tell you. It's not Nagia today, is it? You don't know yet. okay, so I'll get back to you.
Fine. And is the difference if it's at Gal Yisrael?
Well, at Gal Yisrael, not, I'm saying it depending on how bad you have to go to the bathroom, it could be. Because Gal Yisrael, to put Gal Yisrael together with Shemoneh Esrei is very important. It beats even Minyan Betzibur, so that I have to check out.
Gotcha.
I'm not saying, I have to check it out. I'm not saying one way or the other.
Okay.
All right, so I'll get back to you.
Shkach.
Okay, Hatzlacha.
I may need to.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu leKlal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us and saying, out of my love for you, Klal Yisrael, you have wandered, you have strayed, you have taken on minhagim and drachim that are far into my Torah, hashkofes that are far into my Torah. I want you to think about it. I want you to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. I want you to change your ways. And hopefully we're mekavim this little preparation, because he's ready to bring the Geula Shleima. He's getting ready to bring the Mashiach. We have to be ready for the Geula. I heard the other night from Simcha Bunim Kohn, he lived near Ramosha Feinstein, that Yechodesh Nissen, every day Ramosha would turn to him and say, Simcha Bunim, well, are we going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach this year? And he said that one year Mitzoy Pesach, Ramosha turned to him, Oy Ramosha, Zechayna Levrochem, turned to him Mitzoy Pesach and pointed at himself and said, Nechateinu, for mein Zind, for unser Zind, for our Rabbeinus, he pointed at himself, for our Rabbeinus, we were in Zoycha. He looked inward, found fault in himself, but every day of Chodesh Nissan waited and waited, we're going to bring the Korban Pesach. We have to be ready. We have to be ready for it. So there's many, many nekudas, and like I said before, Chas v'shalach neshroi to say Musa, I'm giving Musa to myself. If it's Chol Salanta says, good night, to say 70 years of Shmuzin, if it changes one person, and even if that one person is the one who speaks himself, Halavai, at least I should be the Soyra. And whoever wants to join together, so many points that we could speak about. And one has to look. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something so great and powerful to look, to be mizbeinen on this tremendous gilui. And another way that we have to look at it is also to see the midah k'neged midah. I heard the other night from Moron Rosh Yeshivas Ponovich, HaGoyin Reb Gelshin, so Zalzayin Gesund und Stark, he spoke that we have to look and see the midah k'neged midah.
Right.
Everything that's happening, the way the world is being affected, the way our community is being affected, and where we see the Mida Keneged Mida. Another important yesoid is that when we have choyli in the world, choyli, tzores, gashmis, things are manifestations of Torah Ruchni, and there's a shaydash Ruchni to everything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And many times my gefes, choyli, tzores, manifestations of the sickness of the nefesh, of choyli ha-nefesh. The Ran in that same drosho says, ain't sofek that at such times a person has to look for refuas ha-nefesh and take care of that more than the refuas ha-guf.
The Dovra Melech says, Hashem choneini rifo nafshi ki chotosi loch. And he says it means to say that when he was sick, his ikur status wasn't on the rifu of the guf, but on the rifu of the nefesh. And he says you have to take care of that first. Because even in a regular sickness, in a physical sickness, if let's say there's two evochim in the body that are not well, which one do you work on first, which one do you save first? And he says there's three choices. One that's a bigger sakana goes first. If one is a cause to the other, then do the cause first, because that will help the other one. And the third is that if there's one, that the only way to be merapi him is by being merapi the other, so you have to do the other first. Because this one can't get a refuah if you're not merapi the other. Three cheshbonis here. Let's say somebody's heart and kidney both are suffering. Which one do you do first? The first one is which one's a bigger sakana. Second one, which one is there one here that causes the other? So the cause should be taken care of first. Third, is there one here that it can't have a proper refuah unless the other one has the refuah? Then you have to do the other one first. Otherwise, this one you can't do on its own. So he says these three cheshbonis will apply to refuah sanefesh v'aguf. Because when we have a sakana to the guf, but that means it's a choli anefesh. And the sakona to the nefesh is much greater than the guf, because sakona is not nefesh, sakona nitzchi is v'netzach nitzochim. And there's ein suffix that there on the second cheshbin, that the choli ha-nefesh, the sickness of the soul, is the cause for sickness of the guf. That means if there's a mageifa going around, that means in the neshama from Klal Yisrael there's mageifa, and that's the cause. So it's the biggest sakona, number one. Number two, it's the cause. So of course, if that's the cause, you have to focus on that more. The third cheshbon says the Ran, that the guf can't have a refuah if you're not merapi the nefesh. Because what's meimis, chet is meimis. So let's focus on a few nekudas. First of all, there's a tremendous place here to focus on emunah. We've spoken in the past. We mentioned the Rambam, that he cherishes a limud in emunah more than everything else he'll teach you, writes the Rambam. This tremendous limudim of emunah to be mechazik the emunah. And this month, Chodesh Ha'oviv of Chodesh Nisan, is also a special time to implant the emunah in our hearts, in our children's hearts. The Netziv writes that just like there's this amount of planting, and when you plant in the right time, you can reap great peiros. But if you don't plant in the right time, and with a little bit of work now, with a little bit of planting later, you'll have tremendous crops. But if you don't plant in the right time, you plant at a later time, you need to work much, much harder to get the same peiros for the guy planted a little with little work in the right time. This month, Chodesh Aviv, the month of planting, of being Zuchaya, says with little effort one can implant Sharoshim of Emuno that will grow out tremendous Ilonis, something that other times of the year will take much more effort to be matched. Those values of Emuno in ourselves and our children. Other times of the year takes much more, but a Chodesh Ha'oviv, with a little bit of work, much less work, we can implant and einpflanzen the Sharoshim of Emunah. We're in a Tkufa of Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the Sugya. Now that we're be'etzim holding the Sugyas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, preparation for Pesach, and we know the Ramban that speaks about that in Mitzrayim, that we're makrish, creator of the world, a mashgiach. It's different levels the Ramban goes through. Number one, to know that there's a creator of the world. It didn't come on its own. Number two, that he's mashgiach. He didn't leave the world to let it run its path, run its course. Because Baruch Hu's watching and knows all that's going on. And he cares. And he's mashgiach. And he gives punishments for aveiros. And he gives schar for mitzvahs. Everything has a cheshbon. Everything has a cheshbon. Everything has a cheshbon. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yochel, there's nothing that can stop him, no power that can stop him. And those are the psukim of Ani Hashem, And I'm Yashem B'Tena V'Oretz. I'm here in this world taking care of you and being Mashiach and aware of what's going on. And Ein Kamoini B'Chol Ha'Oretz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kol Yochel. He has the power above everything. Nothing is more powerful than Him. In these days of Yitzias Mitzrayim of Chodesh Nissan, we're living now through a tremendous Zman of Gilui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing Himself as a tremendous revelation.